Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto is in Sydney today for talks with the Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and also the Governor-General. It comes just days after the President named his former father-in-law, authoritarian dictator and former President Suharto, as a national hero. The move has been condemned by human rights groups. Daniela Gavshon is the Australian Director of Human Rights Watch and joins me now. Daniela, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you.
What concerns you most about President Prabowo's decision to honour former leader Suharto like this only days before this visit to Australia?
Yeah, look, there are a number of things that are concerning about it. We know that Suharto presided over three decades of military dictatorship and systematic human rights violations. And to basically give him this award and call him a national hero is essentially lauding a human rights abuser. And then on top of that, Prabowo's record himself is not clean. He was a former special forces commander who was dismissed from the Indonesian army in 1998 for kidnapping student activists. And there have been other allegations around him in terms of massacres that he is alleged to have led, which killed around 200 Timorese men, and he denies this. But, you know, it's sort of a trend of whitewashing and revising history, which we are really concerned about.
What action should the federal government here take, in your view?
Look, I think, first of all, Australia needs to be aware about the emerging authoritarianism in Indonesia, and they should be raising this with President Prabowo during his visit. So I think just because Prabowo has got an egregious rights record himself, that shouldn't deter Prime Minister Albanese from raising certainly current human rights concerns as well as former ones.
This decision, does it amount to whitewashing of Indonesia's past, this decision by President Prabowo?
Oh, it certainly does. And you know, one of the things that we have seen is that, you know, there is sort of an advisor who's led by Prabowo, who's in the national, he's rewriting Indonesia's national history under the Ministry of Culture. So, you know, it does suggest that there is an attempt to clean up Suharto and Prabowo's human rights records, which we know are egregious. You know, it's not just the human rights record of Suharto, it's also, you know, the corruption and the billions of dollars that was siphoned off. So, you know, it's really important that, you know, he never faced any criminal prosecution for any of this. And it basically has allowed this distortion of history then now to continue. So I think it is something that's really important for the Albanese government to be raising historically, but then also talking about current human rights issues. Because what we're seeing is, you know, that Suharto had a military-led sort of governance style in Indonesia, and we're seeing Prabowo bring this back. So he amended an armed forces law earlier this year, which basically increases the role of active military officers in the civilian sector. So that's obviously really concerning. It's, you know, in things like the justice system, agriculture, businesses. So it really is something that Prime Minister Albanese should be raising with Prabowo while he's here.
On Radio National Breakfast, I'm speaking to Daniela Gavshon, the Australian Director for Human Rights Watch. President Prabowo himself served under Suharto and, as you're saying, was accused of kidnapping pro-democracy activists in the 1990s. How does that history shape your concerns today?
Look, I think when we see that there's no accountability for violations and when things are pushed under the carpet, we see they continue. You know, impunity breeds further violations. And so that really does concern us. I would say as well, though, I mean, while Prabowo is here, you know, human rights goes both ways, and he should be talking to Australia about their human rights situation. You know, one of the things, for example, is that in 2014, Australia has stopped allowing any asylum seekers who flee via Indonesia to be resettled in Australia. So there's a situation where there's about 12,000 refugees who are trapped in Indonesia with nowhere to go, and Australia refuses to resettle them to Australia, and many of them do have connections here. So I would certainly encourage Prabowo to be raising that with Prime Minister Albanese, because I do think that, you know, human rights are key to a durable and mutually beneficial strategic partnership, and so it is something that does work both ways.
We know there was a meeting yesterday between the Foreign Minister, Senator Penny Wong, and the president of Nauru. Does the public have enough details about Australia's deal with Nauru on this latest cohort of people who have been sent there?
Look, we don't have enough detail at this point, and we do need more detail, but it's certainly concerning. You know, we do know that there is, decades of really, really abusive asylum policies in Australia. And this is just the next sort of step in that. And so we certainly do need more detail on this and are very concerned about what we're seeing taking place.
Daniela Gavshon, thank you for your time this morning.
No problem.